Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa on the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right here next to Fisherman's Landing and all the boats that are going out fishing right now. Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independence, 22nd Street Landing, San Pedro Bait Company. We're talking a lot of fishing.
Yeah, today, man, having fun, talking fishing, talking boats. This has been a great show, and we'd love to hear from you. If you want to join us in this second hour, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Not only are we talking all those great things and fishing, we're also giving away a great prize. AFTCO has a brand new premium fillet knife. They introduced them at the show last year. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a very high-end Boker-made blade. It's a 4116 German stainless steel. Really nice sheath scabbard that comes with it. It's a really, really high-end knife. Great grip, great design, and
yeah,
we're really stoked to give away that killer 10-inch premium AFTCO fillet knife.
Yeah, the one lucky,
yep,
lucky caller.
You got
time.
It. Again, if you want to get your shot, that's 833-288-0973. And with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. Our fishdope.com report today is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day in the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for a little more info. We got the man, our private boater buddy, Mark Wish from Pacific Edge is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Mark, Paul. Great show today. Having fun listening to you guys there. So, pretty interesting week of fishing for the hard chargers in the private boat fleet for sure. Islands, coast, and offshore have all kicked out some pretty good opportunity here. So we'll start offshore at the islands there, Catalina. It's kind of waking up. You know, it's been kind of a strange springtime over there. But there's quite a lot of yellow scattered around all over the island now. But some of the best fishing has been frontside east, all the way from east end up toward Long Point. There's been some good schools roaming around. Sardines and surface iron definitely working there. Bonita and Barracuda mixed in with them also. It really makes for fun springtime fishing. There's also been some nice scores on that bigger grade sea bass the past week and a half, actually. Things definitely getting back to normal over there. At San Clemente Island, Yellowtail Central for sure, very good fishing this week. And a lot of that volume, again, frontside center there. And it's a nice place to fish right now with the weather coming up a little bit. So getting some good coverage all the way from Persane up to Gold Bluff like that. And like Catalina, sardines and surface iron is getting it done. And those yells over there are a bit line shy. The guys are telling me a smart guy might be fishing 20-pound fluorocarbon on a number two hook. You're going to get way more bites even though you're going to lose some of them bigger ones. You're just going to get a lot more action there on that lighter line. Long Beach Coast has gotten interesting. The water's cleaned up and warmed up a little bit. Nice to see some of that bigger yellowtail pushing in there. Three areas have been biting, the deep water out there on the pipe, and the mussel farm and the double rigs have all had some schools of good grade fish roaming around there. They're biting a little bit, so that's been fun. And then offshore, weather's up a little bit right now. It's going to be kind of a tough day in the smaller boats, but been really good fishing on that mixed yellowfin, bluefin, some of that really nice big one down there in that upper 500 zone. It's a place to be. Flyline fish for sure, but you want to make sure you got your sinker rigs ready to go there, and especially make sure everything's tuned up because a lot of that fish is pushing 100 pounds and even north of that. So lots of good opportunity, guys. I think it's time to go fishing.
Yeah, man, that sounds like it. Yeah, and, oh, boy, the guys at fishdope.com, Danny, Jeff, and the boys, doing a great job keeping people up to date on what's going on at all the islands and offshore, everything that's going on. You can find it on fishdope.com. The charts, the reports, everything is right there at your fingertips, the water charts, and they even put little fish icons of where you need to go, too. It's really a great service, and it's very, very inexpensive. It's a great bargain. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. Stores on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Ettinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And we are keeping more or less regular hours, and we appreciate you guys wearing your masks, as we're all supposed to be taking care of for such things. So
yeah,
we appreciate
indeed.
You guys being proactive in that direction there. But a lot of good stuff going on, man. Excuse me, I'm sure you guys down there, Ricky, are seeing the same thing, but business has been absolutely insane. Everybody was just so much ready to go fishing. Just crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, no doubt about that, and especially, you know, with the offshore deal going on down here, we were talking about before. I mean, the grade of fish, it's spectacular. I mean, that you could, you know, whether you're going on a private boat or hopping on an overnight trip or even, you know, a full day trip, the opportunity of fish, you know, from 25 to 60 miles from home, it's unbelievable. And, you know, like you said, it's catching them all ways. I think we sold a tremendous amount of sinkers for sinker rigs. A lot of big fish were caught that way. It's not just if you pull the lucky number out of your hat and you're the one guy soaking the flying fish on a kite. I mean, they were catching those things all ways. And, I mean, I think that there was more fish over 100 pounds caught than under these last couple of days. It's been spectacular, Mark. Lots of fun.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, buddy, I wish you'd open that gate on the border and let them swim up this way a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, they will.
Yeah. You'll got plenty of time for those coming in.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's been so crazy is how early that this got rolling.
How about a couple of Dorado caught this week,
yeah,
right,
on
the San Diego?
That's crazy. I saw that.
Yeah.
You know, for this time of year and, you know, still kind of cool water and,
Yeah,
it's just going to be an interesting year, you know. And I can't
imagine some of those kelps you're going to hit, Mark, on the way down on the Independence, what those kelps are going to look like. Oh, my. Watch out.
Yeah, who knows?
Could be Flathead City on those, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah.
This is cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, a great report as always. We appreciate you keeping us so up to date with all that great info. We appreciate you sharing all that info with the boys at fishdope.com. And how do we find you if we want to get in on those great bait tanks or everything you got going on at Pacific Edge?
Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Ettinger. Phone number at the store is 714-840-4262, and the website is pacificedgetackle.com. Have a good week, everybody. Go catch a bunch.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's jump back into the phones while we're waiting for our catch report to continue on, and let's talk to Enrique. He's calling us from Fontana this morning. What's up, Enrique? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Enrique?
How you guys doing? Hey, I actually got my first yellow ever on the Pursuit. Been hooked ever since.
Okay, there you go.
Right,
yeah.
On.
Something about yellowtail fishing, right?
Fun.
Yeah. Hey, so how many setups do you recommend for one of the shorter long-range trips?
How many what?
Setups.
Like rod and reel.
How many setups?
Well, it depends what you're doing. Like, if you're going to be going out for these bluefin in San Diego, it's going to vary greatly from, like, say, going out of Pedro for yellowtail at Clemente. But usually three or four rods, depending. You know, obviously, if you're fishing that bluefin, you got to have stuff up to about 60 or 80-pound test in case you get on those 200-pound fish. But if you're fishing the islands, then you're more in that 20, 40-pound range of tackle.
Now, when you guys are doing trips to San Clemente Island, Catalina Island, targeting yellowtail, you want to bring kind of that 20 to 40 pounds?
Yeah, you know, you're fly lining with a lot of 30-pound, sometimes 40-pound for these yellowtail. And then, obviously, you're going to fish bass and other stuff, so you want some lighter gear, you know, some stuff you can throw, you know, 20-pound with. And, you know, usually a jig stick is nice to have. You can throw a 45 or something. Yeah. Those fish are eating the surface iron. And then, you know, you kind of tuna fishing, you're just upgrading the gear to heavier gear.
Sure,
you know.
I love yellowtail fishing, though, especially, like, at the islands and stuff going out. Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, Enrico, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call, and good luck on your trip. Go catch some more yellowtail on the pursuit there. Indeed. Appreciate that. Hey, let's head north to Alaska. Let's go to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. We have the man, Seth Bone from Kingfisher, on the line. Good morning, Seth.
Hey, Seth.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, great to hear from you. So you're open. We're ready to come.
Yeah, that's right. We're open, and you guys will be here tomorrow.
Indeed. And I guess the fishing has been really, really good with the light pressure that's been going on, right?
Yeah, the fishing's been outstanding. Like, yeah, the King Run seems to be the best in the last several years anyway. Really, really good, really consistent, and fishing in lots of different areas.
Wow. Well, that's exciting.
That's going to be exciting. So there are some hurdles you've got to go through to get there, and one of the biggest ones is getting a negative COVID-19 test. How's that been working out?
Well, we've been open for about a week now, and we've had lots of guests come through, and all were able to get their testing done in the right time window and come up and have a really good time. It is an additional hurdle to go over, but hey, from where we're sitting, it's a lot better than the mandatory 14-day quarantine that was in effect for several months and is still in effect in Hawaii. So at least it gives us a window to open. And I guess another upside is that, you know, when you do come up, everybody else that's going to be up here fishing at that same time is also clean because they also just got tested. Yeah. So there's a little bit of peace of mind that comes with that too.
Sure.
So the procedure is, because Ricky and I know it very well, because we've been dealing with that. If you have a test within 72 hours, which is doable, you can do it. You don't need to do a second test. But if you have a test within 5 days, they'll re-swab you when you get to the airport. Is that how it works?
Yeah. And actually, you swab yourself. And it's not the real deep one. It's just just a little inside the nostril and pop it in the tube. They take it away. But you're good to go at that point. You're not held up while you're waiting that result of the second test. So the 3 day is the best if someone can get that, and most people seem to be able to. Then you just show your proof of negative test results and you're waved through and start your trip. If you have it 4 or 5 days prior, then you go over and do that self-swab and hand it off, and then you're also free to start your trip. So either way works. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the test is not that bad. I've done two of them this week, trying to line the window up just right you do the 5 day one to make sure you get your results in time, and did another one last night, and it's mildly discomfort for a couple of seconds, and it's not that big of a deal. It's a very small price to pay to get to go up and get the Kingfisher, the entire Kingfisher package, the fishing and the lodge and the food and the great people and everything that goes along with it. We're so excited.
And here's the crazy thing. I know that normally this time of the year you are full, but you actually have spots available, right?
Yeah, we do. We've been running about, I'd say, half, two-thirds capacity, which works well, right now with everything that's going on. We do have trips, kind of here and there throughout the summer. And I guess another a little silver lining with the whole pandemic thing is that they've improved the limits a little bit. Kings, as normally is one a day and maybe three or four annual through the end of June. And normally ratchets down after that, and it might be, one annual, just one for the whole trip, from mid-July on, and sometimes it closes in August. But the Fish and Game has told us that they are going to leave it open at one a day and four total for through the end of the season. So that's a nice little bonus for people that come up in, July, August, early September. And then the halibut is slated to go up to 45 inches, here as soon as somebody in the State Department in Washington, D.C. Signs off on something and it gets published in the Federal Register. So that hasn't happened quite yet, but we've been told it's going to happen real soon. Could be any day. As of right now, it's a 40-inch halibut on the lower end, which is still an improvement over last year. Any day now, it should go up to 45 inches. So there's another little bump upward in limits on an important species.
Wow. Fantastic. Let's hope that day is Monday. Well, Seth, we're very excited to come to the absolute best in Alaska. You know, it's not easy finding a place to go fishing in Alaska these days, but Kingfisher Charter, there's none better, and you can go to Kingfisher Charter, call Seth and Robert in the office there, and get on a trip this Kingfisher. You won't be sorry. How do we get a hold of you, Seth?
You go on your website through Let's Talk Hookup. We have a button there. Our website is kingfishercharters.com, and our number is 907-747-6136.
All right. And of course, you can link that right on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. On the front page, just click on the Kingfisher Charter banner, and it'll take you to all the information there. Seth, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks a lot, and we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely, guys. Can't wait.
Thanks, right. Seth. See you tomorrow.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, let's continue with our catch report. Find out what's going on at C4 Sport Fishing in San Diego. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great to have you back.
Right? Yeah, it's great to be back to fishing again,
months.
Too.
Yeah.
I actually have a count for you. Yeah, so awesome. There's been some great fishing since we got started again.
That's
the
great
half-day trip,
Marcos.
Man, it's been a nice mixed bag of fishing out there, a little bit of everything in there, some great calico bass fishing, a little sand bass, a couple of days, some really good barracuda fishing in there, even seeing a few yellowtail on some of those trips. So about what you expect from that late spring, early summer fishing on the half-day, I mean. And like you said, a lot of that fishing out there hasn't been touched for the last few months, so plenty of fish to catch there. The full day, San Diego running offshore, nice mix of fish on there. They're seeing yellowtail on some of those trips. Decent fishing. It's a little inconsistent, which is kind of normal when you start seeing some of those bluefin and yellowfin in there, but definitely another mix on there. And again, like I said, this is just getting back into it. This is basically the start of the season. We've only been fishing for a few days, and they're already catching bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail. Like I said, a nice mix of fish there. Those overnight trips, a lot of bluefin on those. I take that back. I'm not going to say a lot of bluefin fishing, but there's a lot of big fish in there. So some of those counts may seem kind of low, but we're talking, you know, a nice mix of 100 to 150-pound fish in the mix there, too. So about what you best you could ask for at this point in the season, you know, just getting back into it. Definitely great fishing out there, some nice weather. So may not have made a reservation as well. Definitely go do that now, seaforthlanding.com. We've got our full schedule up there. And if you take a look, a lot of those trips are running at reduced capacity now, which is probably something you're going to see across most of the trips there. And what that means, a lot of those trips are booking up really quick. Like the San Diego's pretty much booked up through the whole month here. We are throwing a Sea Watch online for a few trips here and there, so there's still some options. Those half days, the Seaforth running at 35 capacity on there, filling up pretty quick. So definitely go to the website there, make your reservations, and get out there and get some fishing in.
Man, 1 week in and already seeing fishing like that, Marcos. That is great news. So glad to hear you back. So glad to hear Seaforth is running. The boats are catching. It's a great time. Appreciate a great report. Stoked to have you back, buddy. That's awesome, Marcos.
Oh, absolutely. Great fishing. Good to be able to give you guys some good news for once. So, like I said, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can come down and visit us in person. Tackle Shop's open. We are here. So make sure to bring your mask with you, and we'd be more than happy to help you guys out.
Great job, Marcos. Great report. We will talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you next Saturday, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Bring your private boat caught fish to Fisherman's Processing. Give it the treatment that it deserves. You can drop off your big fish between 8 and noon. You catch, they process. Let the experts fillet and vacuum pack your fish into table-ready portions. Fish Pros, the market, is also open for business. They have fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and that famous tuna burger. Also, check out the brand new Pokey Sauce and Pokey Mix combo.
Ooh,
see them right now at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
How about Roger from Fullerton is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Roger.
Good morning, gentlemen. I can remember fishing with you on the Islander with Ronnie Kovac when your dream was on the galley table and everyone got to look at the plans. Yeah, that
was for the independence.
I've got one thing to say. I can, every trip that I've been on and every stop, the captain tells you there's a right side and a wrong side to fish on.
Yeah.
Now, the spacing should not be counted on the side that's not fishable. And I've been hearing these totals that include that side, and it should not be counted. What about
well,
that?
I mean, a lot of the fishing we do is on the anchor, too. So, you know, conditions change whether you're drifting or, you know, anchored up. So, basically, like on this trip that we're running, we have rail space for 41 or 42. We're taking 24. So, you know, it's pretty easy on a giant boat like the Independence to space out.
Right. Yeah. And also when you're at anchor, I mean, it's pretty much depending on the current and the wind, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, traditionally, you know, you lay with the current if there's no wind. If there's wind and current, you know, it changes all the time.
Totally.
So,
but the captain will tell you.
Of course.
Starboard side, port side, right side, left side,
From corner to corner, and then from corner to the bow, one side of the boat gives you more than enough for 26 people in our boat.
For sure.
Absolutely. Not all boats, but our boat.
And like you had mentioned before, the crew taking, you know, advanced levels in sanitization and all the things that go along with it.
Yeah. It's not only
very strict
breathing
protocol.
Yeah, because, I mean, the sixth distance is about the breathing part of it. But not only that, but we have such a heavy protocol on sanitizing.
Yep.
Bathrooms and tables and the way we're going to do our dish or food prep and a lot of stuff involved.
Yeah, I was in Albertsons the other day in a line to check out with about 174 people, and we you can't be, you know, you're supposed to be 6 feet apart, so the line was going around.
Right.
And then there's people walking in and out of you trying to get groceries, and I mean, let's be honest here, it's you can only do what you can do in certain situations.
Right.
So you know you work within the parameters the best you can.
And a lot of guys are wearing those wraps now, which not just a mask.
Oh,
but
the AFCO face mask.
Yeah, those face masks
they're
really
awesome.
For
it's what
fishermen.
I wear every day.
And guys were wearing these before this even happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're great protection for the
protection
sun.
Protection of the
there's
sun.
There's sun masks that are now doubling as a personal protecting device.
So
yeah.
That alone is going to really help.
Yeah.
Out.
Yep. No doubt.
If there's an issue.
Yeah. Roger, thanks a lot for calling us from Fullerton. Appreciate that. Captain Frank Lopresti is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Boy, it sounds like you got some high-profile guys on that show.
Yeah, you know it.
Oh, God. Good morning, Frank.
Morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning. Pete, all I wanted to do is call in and let you know we had to cancel an 8-day trip July 30th. This was on the Royal Polaris, and we substituted it with 2 3-dayers and a day and a half. So just trying to get the word out there that we have some new trips on the schedule. And so it's 2 3-dayers and a day and a half, perfect for the bluefin. And by the way, the RP came in this morning with 16 bluefin up to 130 pounds. Okay.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. And you're limiting the load on the RP too.
Well, on some trips they're limited. Yes. That one there, those 2 3-dayers. There's it's a regular price for doubles, and the singles it's a higher price. I believe it's limited to 27 people on the 3-dayer. It is 9 doubles and 9 singles. Right now, I can't remember what the price is on the singles, but obviously it's higher. Okay.
But you can opt for a single room if you want it, and or do a double.
That's
but
correct.
Plenty of room in the bunk rooms on the Royal Polaris. So, hey,
that's
how do
correct.
We get a hold of you if we want to go fishing on the Royal Polaris?
All you have to do is call 619-226-8030 or go to our website, Royal Polaris sportfishing.com, shogunsportfishing.com. And thank you both very much.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Nice to hear from you. Glad to hear they're getting them.
Yeah, we'll take that. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get that Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing. When we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars
$1,000 on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool, fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here, talking fishing, talking independence. This is a great show,
Independence,
man.
22nd Street Landing, San Pedro Bait, man. It's like, I bet Mark's like itching to get on that boat.
He's
right
that
now.
Boat
I mean, I can't even imagine how excited you are to go fishing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm ready to step out any minute.
Yeah, so. I can imagine. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's step aside real quick and talk to Billy Egan from Western Outdoor News. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Now, you guys came up with a great new concept.
Yeah,
tell us
cool.
about it.
Yeah, well, you know, Western Outdoor News has been around a long time. You guys have been great friends of Juan, and we put on some amazing events throughout the year. It's something that makes, you know, Western Outdoor News really unique in the marketplace. But, you know, they're with COVID and everything that's been going on, and we've had to postpone a few different events, and unfortunately, our Catalina tournament that we were going to hold a week or so ago had to be postponed and actually canceled. So on the fly, you know, we've been working on an idea for a couple of years and when the right time to bring it out was. And with the current situation going on, it was no better time with the bluefin fishing and the current tuna fishing that we have here on the West Coast in San Diego. And we came up with something that kind of mirrors our Cabo Tuna Jackpot event that we have done. And last year was $1 million payout to start small with a tuna tournament here in California. And it's called the California Tuna Jackpot. It's a brand new event. It's a one-day tuna fishing tournament, August 8th. It's going to be held out of the San Diego Marlin Club, a historic place down there. I had a chance to go down and meet with John Wilson, the president, the other day and get a tour of the facilities and go out in his boat for a little bit. And we couldn't be happier to put this thing together. And it's a $400 entry for a team of up to four. You can have 2 to 4 people on your team of four for $400. If you want to go a little bigger and have a fifth and a sixth guy on the boat, you can pay an additional $100 each guy and have a total of up to 6 people on the boat. We're going to basically let people launch from anywhere they want So we're trying to invite everybody along the coast, you know, Long Beach, L.A., Newport, Oceanside, all the way down to all the guys down in San Diego. The basics of it is there's going to be, you know, the $400 entry, which we're going to pay out based on 50 boats, $10,000, $7,000 to first place, $2,000 to second place, and $1,000 to third place. But we've already got over $10,000 worth of sponsored items that we're going to be raffling off at our mini skeletal award show we're going to do on Saturday the 8th once the weigh-ins have completed. So it's going to be an amazing event. We've got sponsors like, you know, Yamaha's involved. We've got Furuno, Ingle, Coolers, SKB Backpacks, Accurate Rods and Reels. There's going to be five Valiant Rods and Reel combos that are going to be raffled off. Global Fish Mounts is going to mount the biggest fish of the event. Maui Jim Sunglasses is involved. Seaguar Fluorocarbon Packs. We've got three Cuda Kill Bags that we're going to be raffling off. And everything that I'm mentioning is going to be raffled off because the winners are all going to be getting the prize payouts. So on top of the entry money that we're going to be paying out, we're also going to have options for tuna. There's going to be a $250 option, a $500 option, and a $1,000 option for tuna. Now, tuna consists of any particular tuna you can catch at that particular time that happens to be a weighable fish that would concede with any fish that were brought in. But most likely, we're hoping that these big bluefin that are around right now and some of the local boats are catching stay around and should be red hot in August.
Yeah, it should be. So that's August 8th. It's a one-day winner-take-all tournament. Is that right?
Well, no, it's not a winner-take-all. Basically, we're going to pay the top three biggest fish in the overall general pay, entry payout, and then we'll have the separate options, but we'll also have, and I didn't mention it a minute ago, a yellowtail option for $250 because we know there's a lot of patties out there. There's a lot of big yellows running around, and so the guys that are out there fishing for tuna and happen to run into a yellowtail can weigh one in for an option as well. So the top three biggest tuna caught on August 8th from 4 a.m. in the morning, which is when lines are in at 4 a.m. and lines are out at 4 p.m. August 8th, everybody will have to bring those fish to the San Diego Marlin Club to be weighed in the tournament. It's the only thing. You can launch anywhere you want, but you'll have to weigh the fish in San Diego.
You catch a big one, and they'll keep your prize on the way. Okay, so how do we get into the California Tuna Jackpot sponsored by Western Outdoor News?
Best way to do it is go to wonews.com, our brand new website. We've just launched that recently. Lots of cool information there. But if you click on events, you'll see the tournament button there. Click on that. You'll see the different events that we run throughout the year. And then you'll see the California Tuna Jackpot logo. Click on that, and you can sign up online for the team. And what we're trying to do is we're basically going to have we've got a early bird deal for July 17th. Any of the teams that sign up and get registered before July 17th have a chance to win a Furuno, what is it, a Furuno GP1871F touchscreen. So we're trying to get people sign up early. And what we're going to do is we've got four registration locations set up for August 7th. In case people don't sign up prior online, which would be the preferable option, because what we want to do is we want to get everybody registered online, get all the documentation that we need via email and so forth, so that we can mail out everybody's wristbands so that they can leave and go at their own will and not have to check in and not have to come to the registration. But for those that don't register ahead of time, you can go to Save on Tackle from 2 to 8 p.m. On August 7th to get your team registered. You can go to Hogan's Tackle and Dana Point, also 2 to 8 p.m. Ken's Reels and Oceanside, and also Angler's Choice to get signed up on the 7th. But I highly suggest people get signed up early so that we can get the paperwork and everything done so that we don't have a big meeting and group at our registration time, because we're trying to make this as skeletal as we can under the current conditions so that we're abiding by the current standards and still have an awesome event.
Well, great, Bill. Bill from Western Outdoor News, thanks a lot. Check this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, which is the hard copy this week, and then, of course, next week a digital. Thanks, Bill. Good luck with the California Tuna Jackpot on August 8th. That's going to be great. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They are packed solid. Scott in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys. I always had a question for Mark and Paul, like what like a fish story, really great fish story that they have on the Independence or from San Pedro.
Well, I'm sure you
What kind of fish story are you looking for?
I'm sure you got plenty.
How about a bluefin one?
Oh, bluefin. Hey, let's talk about a black sea bass.
How about that? Okay. I like that.
Because I just went over this the other day, and we're talking about back in 1980. Let's talk about 84. My friend was on. I was on the bait tank, and we're out Cortez Bank, right on the border, obviously, of Mexico and the United States. And my friend Russ Slayman, who is now he works for one of the Big Rock, I think, a fishing tackle company. Well, he came to the bait tank, and we had some bluefin around. So I handed him a brown bait. He goes, and he went ahead and took the brown bait, threw the brown bait out, and once again, he caught a bluefin on a brown bait. Okay.
Whoa.
So he comes back, you got like a 35-pound bluefin. He comes back to the bait tank, goes, man, that really paid off. Give me another brown bait. I gave him another 3-inch, or no, like a 4-inch brown bait, you know, nice one. He throws it on 40-pound test, wings it out there. Boom, he bit within a minute, he was on. 45 minutes later, 435-pound black sea bass.
Oh, my gosh. No way. And that thing goes up on the surface, huh?
It was up on the surface. It's right now, that picture is in Mitch's.
Really?
The picture of me, Mark, all of us back in 84 with this 435-pound black sea bass on a fly line brown bait. So there you got your bluefin story on a bait you'll probably never catch a bluefin on.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And same thing with the black sea bass.
That's pretty cool.
On a fly line, 40-pound test.
You ever see brown bait anymore in the mix?
Well, yes and no. We don't on fishing bait now. We fish with, you know, sardines with the sonar, you know, suspended schools of fish.
Right.
Back in the day, we used to fish with light skiffs. You put a light skiff out, and then you just go out and you set the skiff. And under the light, the brown bait and smelt, and all the other fish gang up underneath the lights at nighttime.
Okay.
So you don't get that small pinhead. You don't get the brown bait and the pompano and all that type of fish as much. But we will catch brown bait every once in a while, but normally it's by accident.
Yeah.
So all that, just whatever was attracted to the light back in the day, you would put the net around, and that's what you got.
And the thing is, this is before my time. Back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, before sardine. Now, was out, I think, in the mid-50s, sardines went bye-bye. So throughout the 60s and 70s, and early 80s, Billy Vernon would still have the light skiffs, and Dugan and all the other bait haulers. There were 7 bait haulers in L.A. back in the day. And that's what they used to fish.
Wow.
That's
all
cool.
Right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Vince in Carlsbad is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Vince. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Ricky? I was in the tackle shop talking to you and Doug the other day, and the one tip that I remember you told me is, like, listen to what's going on. And I went on that searcher, and, man, I was fortunate enough to get a couple 60-pounders, the crew, Art, Celia, all those guys, just awesome job on the searcher, and just want to give a big old shout out to you guys in the tackle shop, as well as Art and the boys on the boat. I mean, awesome service, and thank you very much. And
man, how cool.
That's it.
That's awesome. Vince, well, congratulations on your fish, man. That's great. Glad you got out there in the first wave and got it done. That's great.
Yeah, congratulations. And Mark, by the way, Mark had to step out.
Yeah.
He had to go run the boat.
Some
boat called the Independence.
You ever talk to a dog and they want to go for a walk and they start
shaking? Yeah, yeah.
Well, right now you want to go fishing, you start shaking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was so funny watching, you know, from the first hour when we started the show, I was like laid back and all good. And then we started talking about all this fishing, talking about what you're going to do, and you could just see like the antsiness.
Yeah.
Like, he's shaking. It's like, I'm out of here, boys.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
He was ready. But anyway, the opportunity for somebody to catch a trophy is unbelievable right now.
Well, yeah,
right?
Now's the time to do it. I mean, man, there's more big bluefin now than ever. The bluefin aren't leaving this area, I believe, in the wintertime.
They're hanging.
And there's plenty of bait to keep them here. That's why they're not biting really well all the time, because there's plenty of food out there other than what we're throwing at them. So, if you want to catch a big bluefin, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the Independence has all the tricks to get them, because that's what you guys do.
Yeah, we have all the kite gear. We have all the helium. We have, there's a lot of different ways of fishing the bluefin tuna. Not only your regular sinker rigs are working really well. Your fly line, Then once again, you got your flying fish on the kite. You got your flying fish on balloons. You got your sardine on the kite, sardine on the balloon. There's all sorts of different ways of catching these things.
Yeah.
And we are rigged up because this is what we do. We fish big fish. Fishing close to home now, seeing big fish is nice. Normally we have to travel, you know, 800-900 miles to get the big ones, you know.
And here they are right here, 30 miles away.
I love it because it's good for everybody. All the small boats and all the tackle stores, all the fluorocarbon and big reels and two speeds. It really, really good for the economy, good for the tackle stores. And boy, they sure taste good.
Yeah, they do.
This style of fishing is nothing new for the independents. I mean, this is literally, you know, baits included, you know, flying flyers from the kite for big yellowfins. This is what you guys have been doing since the boat was, you know, first run out. It's just so unique that instead of doing it 1,000 miles from home, you're doing it 40 miles from home.
The thing about it is, I just want to make sure people aren't complacent on seeing big fish in our back door every year. Because it's like anything else. One day you might not see them again. So you have to get out and do it while they're biting.
Do it now.
Well, don't wait till next year and the year after because it might not be here.
Yeah. Vince, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That being said, you have some spots available in August, you said, right?
Yes. We have spots in July and August.
July and August.
Instead of me telling you what trips, best thing to do, get on my website, independentsportfishing.com.
Yeah,
and just click on schedule, and you get to scroll right down. You see every trip, the amount of passengers, the amount of openings, and who sponsors the trip. And it's pretty self-explanatory. You can call Judy and book the spot, or you can actually just do it online if you like. Yeah. But there are, you know, I'm just looking right now. We do have quite a few spots on quite a few trips. Not a lot of spots, but quite a few, you know. Enough to say we have more than four.
Yes.
Some trips we have six or seven. Some we have four or five, you know.
Yeah, well, that's
the advantage. But there is openings.
And limited loads.
Of course.
And all the safety precautions. It's like we said earlier, it's probably about as safe a travel experience as you could have these days. No question. Let's talk about Judy for a minute. Judy Collins, who runs your office. She's such a great lady and does such a good job.
Yeah, Judy's unbelievable. The job that she does for our office to keep things in line is astronomical. You're dealing with every person on the boat has their own situation.
Yep.
From sleeping where they need to sleep or have to sleep or want to sleep, their position because they might have a knee injury. And every time there's a problem with a particular individual where he can't sleep downstairs, well, now he needs to go upstairs. Well, now the upstairs might be full, so she has to coach those people to going downstairs or one person. I mean, there's so much involved in her world, not only the passengers but the permits. And every year I feel worse because we're throwing more stuff at her, more types of Guadalupe. We have this permit, that permit, and then you got this. Now we have the COVID-19 issues and more red tape. It never seems to end, and I just hope she sticks around for a lot longer because it's going to be a hard.
She's great.
She is great.
You know, I mean, it's going to be a hard one to fill.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah.
It's going to be a hard one to fill.
For sure. Well, phones are packed. Let's jump back into it.
Sounds good. Let's talk to Ken. He's calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. What's up, Ken?
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a story. I was fortunate enough to ride the Independence, and I think it was the first trip to the Hurricane Bank in 04. Does that sound about right, Paul?
I think I might have been on that one. That was a big one. We had a lot of fish.
Yeah, I remember the big story was that I think the boat had the biggest fish hold in the fleet, and our journey was to go ahead and try to fill that fish hold. I think it was mission accomplished.
Yeah, we did a hell of a job that trip. Yeah, that was a very, very good fish. I have a picture of that trip in the bathroom of one of our the boat there, and it's. I don't like to show it too much, but it was a good trip.
It was a good trip.
You got it. Yeah.
The thing I really enjoyed about that trip is I've caught a few yellowfin tuna in my time, but that was the first time I think Jeff called down. He was up on top looking at the kite lines, and he said, "Hey, Ken, you want to fish a yummy flyer on a helium balloon?" And I said, "Well, I've never done it before." He says, "Yeah, you can do it." So I sent it out there, and I wasn't out there 5 minutes. And about the fourth or fifth skip, when I dropped it on the water, I put my thumb on the spool. It was not even a foot out of the water, and here comes a big yellowfin out of the water, its gills wide open, and he inhaled that yummy flyer. Anyway, it was a 140-pound yellowfin.
Oh, how cool, man.
And how exciting to catch it, too. And that's the thing about that kite fishing. It's fun visuals,
too. Yeah, the visuals the best.
Yep. Thank you very much for calling in. I mean, it's fun.
Good memories.
Yeah, I remember back in the day.
Yeah. So that was when the Independence was launched, 2004?
2004. We start in March of 02, and our first trip, I think, was July 2nd of 04.
Wow.
First trip, yeah.
Ken, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that.
Yeah, let's jump right back into him. We're going to talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning. Hope you're all doing well.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey, so when I'm up here where I am, 22nd Street's my go-to landing, and I often see that big, beautiful boat tied up out there when it's not running long range. Is there any thought to running, like, day and a half to 3 or 4 day trips up here to San Clemente if the tuna are still around?
Well, you know, we do that by accident a lot of times. I could have done it. Well, this year I couldn't have done it because of what went on. But if I have a little time off, maybe next year I might. Like in May, April, May. There's really not a whole lot going on. If I don't have a lot going on here, I'll maybe run. I used to run 2-3 trips out of San Pedro.
That'd be fun.
You know, me and Mark both live in that area, so that's why we bring it up there to. That way we have a place to go to every day to get out of the house and tinker and really detail. This boat had a lot of detail this year. We went through every inch of that boat and made it like brand new again because we had nothing else better to do.
Yeah, right.
And the time after
the repower.
Yeah, the repower.
The repower took 2 months, but then after that we're like, next. And we're sitting there painting my antennas on the boat. That's how.
Well, and that's the thing is that you guys being basically locals for San Pedro, it's like that's your backyard that you grew up with. And yeah, I mean, you've been running boats there since you were 19 years old, right?
Yeah. Well, 19 running. Yeah, we were down there riding our skateboards and bicycles down to the landing at right out of elementary school to scrub the boat and make your $5 a day.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Cool, man.
Wow, and now you own the landing and the boats, and you still run the boats.
Yeah, I try to get on them, but although you do have to let the younger generation eventually get involved and take over because it's about seeing people succeed in the business, and that's the way to do it instead of taking all the glory. Step back and train. And I look at a lot of captains and owners, and I always look at the people they raised and they throughout their life. And to me, that means a lot when someone raised 5 or 6 other really great captains, and you look at the one individual and basically it was up to him that he gave those guys the chance to be where they are today, and that means a lot.
You told the story about Russ Izard grabbing both of you guys and saying, "Nope, I want you know, you guys got the fish sense and you got it. I want you to run this boat."
It could have been real easy. Russ could have got another old timer just to run the first string, and who knows where me and Mark would have been.
Yeah, and look at Russ Izard. He did that for a lot of guys, but you guys were like his guys.
Yeah.
Russ was an amazing person.
That's cool.
It was just sad. The first year we built the boat, he came by the yard. He's come by the yard every day and go, "Listen, sonnies," that's what we call
them.
"I don't want you guys to stop what you're doing, but I'm going to come by this yard every day and watch your progress." Because Russ built 7 boats.
7 boats.
That's so cool.
And so no problem, Russ. And then a couple months later, we got the word of Russ invited over to his house and gave us the bad news that he had cancer.
Yeah. But he used to come by the Let's Talk Hookup booth at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, and he just would get with his finger, right?
Yep.
Get in my face. It's like, "You know, you're doing a great job, but let me tell you,
in
standard Russ Izer." But he was always full of great advice. He was just such an amazing being, for sure. Yeah, we miss that guy, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new AFTCO fillet knife. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2403.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedro's Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner of that custom premium AFTCO fillet knife, the 10-inch beautiful knife from AFTCO, is going to Enrique from Fontana. Enrique, congratulations. You are going to love that new fillet knife.
Yes, indeed, you will. And, Paul, great job. 22nd Street Landing, Independent Sport Fishing, San Pedro Bay Company. Somebody wants to book a trip at 22nd Street Landing, how do we do it?
Well, 22ndstreetlanding.com. Or you can just call the landing at 310-832-8304.
All right. And then, of course, Independent Sport Fishing. How do we get book a trip on that?
Well, best thing is, I'm going to give you the phone number, 619-226-6006, or independentsportfishing.com. And with that website, you can click on, you can see what the boat looks like, the stateroom configurations, my whole schedule, past history of the fishing. I mean, it's a really, really good site to click on.
Oh, no, you guys do a great job. And you can book right online.
You book right online. Or you can call Judy, yes.
Yeah, call Judy, yeah. Great. Thank you, guys. Thanks to
you. Thank
you. And Mark, great operations that you run, and appreciate your support of Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, thank you for listening. Hey, thanks to Dave in the fan studio there. We sure appreciate what he does. And, of course, Adam, our main guy on the app, the Let's Talk Hookup app, always available wherever you go. Like when we get on the plane tomorrow, we'll be listening on the app. So tomorrow morning, Corey is going to be doing a solo hosting act with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle as Rick and I head for Sitka, Alaska and Kingfisher Charters. And thanks for listening today. And Corey and Doug will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.